It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
There are only 14 more session days before senators leave D.C. to hit the campaign trail. And with some votes and deadlines looming, there's very little margin for error, especially with at least four senators out after testing positive for COVID. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing on Wednesday that a vote protecting marriage equality will happen in the coming weeks. The House already passed a bill protecting same-sex marriage with the support of 47 Republicans. Supporters of the bill are trying to round up enough support in the Senate, where they'll definitely need at least 10 Republicans to overcome a filibuster. Donald Trump's former advisor Steve Bannon surrendering himself this morning for arraignment in New York City on new criminal charges involving an alleged fundraising scheme. Bannon to plead not guilty to charges in this state criminal indictment. The Manhattan DA's office has been investigating Bannon over a private effort that raised $25 million, allegedly to help build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Bannon and three others were arrested in August of 2020 on federal fraud charges connected to the We Build the Wall project. Federal prosecutors had accused Bannon of diverting hundreds of thousands of dollars to cover personal expenses. Trump pardoned him before his case went to trial, but presidential pardons don't apply to state cases. So Bannon accused New York of a, quote, partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system. Cue the violins. The heat wave scorching the western U.S. is likely to continue for at least the next few days. California's power grid operator issued an alert this morning calling on residents to set thermostats to 78 degrees or higher to avoid using major appliances and to turn off all unnecessary lights in the evening. In Nevada, residents have also been urged to reduce electricity usage due to a significant reduction in the available energy supply. The National Weather Service said the heat will end abruptly and unusually in some parts of Southern California. Why? Well, a rare hurricane is making a close pass by the area. Climate experts say the storm will likely create an alarming combination of extreme heat, flash flooding, damaging offshore winds, and an increased fire threat through Saturday. Stay safe out there. So while it's hot out west, the East Coast is bracing because hurricane season has finally arrived. But it's been the slowest start on record, with only five named storms since June 1st. This marks the first year since 1941 without a named storm between July 3rd and August 30th. Though the season runs through the end of November, weather experts had predicted a volatile above normal season, anticipating 20 named storms and 7 hurricanes due to high sea surface temperatures. And this calm comes just 2 years after the busiest season on record. But there are a few storms already named out in the Atlantic. Nothing so far threatening a direct landfall hit, but that could change. Stay tuned. So if you've been wondering when Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers group, will go on trial on seditious conspiracy charges, well, we now have a date, September 27th. A judge on Wednesday rejected Rhodes' last-minute bid to replace his lawyers and delay the case. This trial, the case against Rhodes and his four co-defendants in federal court, will be the most serious case to go on trial so far over the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Meanwhile, a report from the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism released Wednesday refers to a leaked membership roll of the Oath Keepers. Researchers examined these lists with more than 38,000 names and found more than 370 names of people believed to currently work in police and sheriff's offices. More than 100 others appear to be active duty military personnel. And more than 80 are believed to be aspiring public officials or already serving in public office. The Transparency Collective distributed denial of secrets compiled and published the database. Another day, another shooting in the United States. Four people were killed and three others injured during an hours-long shooting spree in Memphis on Wednesday, part of which was live streamed on Facebook. Officials said a suspect who terrorized the city for hours, shooting victims at multiple crime locations, is finally in custody. There were at least 7 shootings and a carjacking. Meanwhile, in Canada, the final suspect in a stabbing rampage that killed 10 people in and around a Canadian Indigenous reserve in Saskatchewan died after being arrested by police Wednesday, this following a manhunt that stretched for more than 3 days. Now, both brothers, who are believed to be the assailants here, are dead. Well, it's booster time again. The CDC is now rolling out updated COVID-19 vaccine boosters following the FDA's authorization late last month. These shots will replace the boosters previously offered in the U.S. for people 12 and older and will target both the original strain of COVID-19 and the Omicron subvariants. So if you're wondering whether or not you should get the booster now or wait, well, some experts advise getting the shot soon if you have not been vaccinated in 2022 and have not had a recent infection. CDC guidelines say people who recently recovered from COVID-19 can wait 3 months from their infection to get the booster because reinfection is unlikely immediately after recovery. I got mine on Tuesday. Just saying. Kudos to the state of Michigan, where Court of Claims Judge Elizabeth Gleicher on Wednesday ruled that the 1931 law criminalizing most abortions in Michigan violates the tenets of the state constitution. Now, this order isn't the final say on abortion access in the state. It will be appealed. But it is the first time a Michigan judge has weighed in on the constitutionality of abortion in the state since the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. And finally, it was like a reunion day at the White House on Wednesday with the unveiling of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama's official White House portraits. This was the first time the Obamas had returned to the White House since 2017. The paintings were the first added to the White House collection since Obama, during his presidency, welcomed former President George W. Bush and Laura Bush for the unveiling of their portraits in 2012. Obama's portrait was painted by Robert McCurdy. Michelle's portrait painted by Sharon Sprung. White House portraits are usually unveiled under a president's immediate successor, but the former guy refused to hold a ceremony during his term in office for the Obamas and even went so far as to hide the official portraits of the Clintons in the White House basement. Amazing. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.